בכבוד. ראש חודש טוב. ופאורפול ראש חודש אלול. אמרנו את הסימנים, אלול is abbreviation, a sentence in שיר השירים, אני לדודי ודודי לי, I am for the one beloved, and he is for me. It means that Chodesh Elul has a tremendous power to achieve the secret of Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Akiva says, the highest song to Hashem is Shir HaShirim. The highest part of Shir HaShirim is that sentence. Elul. Hashem gave us a Elul for the reason to have forgiveness. It's called Chodesh HaRachamim VeHaSlichot. And the Gemara explains that Moshe Rabbeinu went today to Har Sinai to get the second tablets written by Hashem. And the Gemara says the achievement was done on Yom Kippur. It means from today to Yom Kippur we say Selichot because of that says the Gemara. In order for us to achieve that we got it all. Master says this is one of the two best days of the year is Yom Kippur. It's a privilege. It's honor. An honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us second tablets. But the question is, what is really the secret of that second tablets? What's so important? Of course it's important. Hashem wants to give it to you. But Moshe had to beg for these 80 days. Finally, I said, okay, here are the second tablets. So our custom is, it's in Shulchan Aruch, to say, Chodesh Elul David Hashem Ori. The chapter in Tehillim. The sentence reads like this, say, David, David, Hashem Ori. Hashem is my light. Ve'ishi, my Yeshua comes from him. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you what it means. Ori, the Rosh Hashanah. The light of Hashem comes inside us on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ishi, Yeshua, the salvage from Hashem, comes on Yom Kippur. That's the Kavanah. That's the Kavanah of the Mizmor that we say for the next 40 days at least. Then continue on Sukkot, but Sukkot is already a different destination. So what does it mean, Hashem is my light? What does it mean? Of course, the explanation means neshama. So the Gemara tells us like this. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, maybe he was the greatest ever. The Gemara says, he was so great, people didn't understand what he was saying. The Gemara says, that's why Halacha is not like him. People say, why Halacha is like this? Who is this guy? I don't get what he says. The Gemara says in his Sefer Torah, in his shul, in the Knesset, in the sentence in the Torah, after Adam and Chava ate from the tree, the sentence read, Vayas Hashem lahem kotnot or vayalbishen. Hashem made Adam and Chava garments. The way in our Torah is written, it's all means level. Vayalbishen, Hashem dressed them. Hashem is to dress them. Why Hashem does not? They know how to dress. Also, why does Hashem to make for them? Of course, they need clothing now. Okay, so they had this sense of understanding, respect for Hashem, that they're not dressed properly, even though they covered certain parts of the body.
They understood it. They hid themselves in the tree. Torah tells us, Hashem asked Adam, where are you? He said, I'm here, I'm hiding. One explanation, why are you hiding? Because I'm not dressed properly. It's a big obligation to dress properly when you come to speak to Hashem. But Rav Meir Baal HaNes, in his Torah, has some more changes in his Torah. Few changes. The first change is this sentence. And it says, after ate from the tree, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Adam and Chava, quote, not or, not or with ayin, leather, or with aleph. Like, Hashem made to Adam and Chava clothing from light. Light? What does it mean? Ve'al b'shem, he dressed. Chachamim tells like this. Ari says like this. Based on the Zohar, you know, a person has two lights. One, he has an inside light in his system, and one, he has a light outside surrounding him. In Kabbalah, it's called O Pnimi O Makif. A person has to pray to Hashem that the light of Hashem will penetrate inside him and surround him. Then for sure he'll never do something wrong for Hashem. Never. Hashem is inside him, watches the system, and Hashem is watching around him that he should not fall in the trap. Adam HaRishon and Chava fell in the trap. After Adam HaRishon and Chava hid themselves in the tree, Adam HaRishon said, I have no respect to stand in front of you. Hashem said, you know what? I give you something. Oteh or Kasalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu so called if he may say such a thing, he himself wears a garment. What's the garment? From light. Likewise in Egypt, when Hashem brought the darkness, the Gemara says, Vayamesh Choshech, the Gemara says the Egyptians and the Jews could have felt the darkness. It was so thick. That it was not just dark outside, it is a piece of darkness. The same thing, says the Gemara, says Ari, is the same thing is light. You can feel light. You have to be up to it. But light is not just air. Light is something physical. You would say all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light. It does not mean just to see. It actually is a creation. It's something you can touch. Because this is Hashem. And that's the Gemara says, Chachamim say. Adam HaRishon said, he needs to have some clothing. So Rav Baal HaNes, you know what? In my Torah, it doesn't say Hashem made them leather dresses, garments. Hashem made them a garment from light, quote, not all. And then it's needed from Hashem to dress them. So they are b'shem. It's called Or HaMakif, the surrounding light. To watch, they should not fall in the trap again. To watch them from the snake that's waiting to bite them again. Let's look at him. David, come Elul, start. What is my goal in Elul? What's my goal? Oh, Hashem's light. What do you mean? Hashem's light. Let me tell you. Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah and fell in a trap. Failed his mission. What's the mission? Let me say the mission is that Hashem should be inside you and surrounding you. Adam HaRishon did not have it. After Adam HaRishon left from the tree, Hashem, with his humbleness, he made piece of light and dressed Adam and Chava and injected inside them piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know Hashanah is coming, you know it's Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment, you know why? Because Hashem, this is the yod side of the first Rosh Hashanah. So what is it? So what you got to do? Oi! Haber Baranes. Have in mind the whole Elul, the Sivichot, the Teshuvah, Sezari, the word Teshuvah, refers to the light of Hashem. And the person should always ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have your light. I want your guidance, your protection, surrounding me. That is the goal when Mashiach will come. And that's really the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem. one rabbi. He was to present the OU when Coca-Cola wanted to get Hechsher. So they called the OU, and Coca-Cola said, "Well, we cannot tell you the ingredients, because only a few people know the ingredients. So OU said, you can't give Hechsher. No, we have no way." So the Coca said, "You know, Coca-Cola said like this, we will get the ingredients of Coca-Cola in one room, and but we add few more ingredients, so-called, to confuse the person that is going to see the ingredients, he's going to check it, and be afraid, he's going to come outside, he's going to tell Pepsi, what's Coca-Cola made of?" So OU said, okay. So OU chose one of the biggest they had, Emes Rabbi Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he told him, "You have to go to Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola, they're going to show you the ingredients, and you come outside, you tell us it's kosher, all the ingredients, doesn't matter, you can put over 300 ingredients over there. It's about 100 ingredients, they say, but they're going to put more ingredients. And if all of them are kosher, may give us." And then, Rabbi Lando, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Bebrak, he said, "He relied on us. The biggest Kiddush Hashem, Coca-Cola will have Rav Lando Zecher." So that's what happened. Rabbi Bernstein went inside, came outside. Coca-Cola is good. Started kosher Pesach. One day, on Friday afternoon, he doesn't feel well. I take him to hospital in Nancy. So he's in bed. So he tells his wife, "I have to go to use the bathroom." So go. Go to the bathroom. He gets up and says to his wife, "What is this light over here?" And he falls dead. The goal is to see the light of Hashem. The goal is to have the light of Hashem. And David Hashem, the Kavana, a person should do in the morning and evening. David Hashem, "What do you say? What do you say? I'm inching to Rosh Hashanah to get the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon to protect me and all of Israel from all the tragedies, from all the problems. Hashem is going to guard us. That's the Kavanah. V'ishi, then Yom Kippur Yavishua." That's the Chachamim say. So that is the obligation of a Jew, is to let the world stand. And Hashem is watching on Elul. That's Chachamim say, "Ani ledodi v'dodi li." That's Shlomo HaMelech writes in Shir HaShirim, "Ani ledodi, I'm for Hashem, v'dodi li. Hashem is going to be inside me, Hashem is going to be on top of me, Hashem is going to give me light, protection." In order to Mashiach, Rabbi Meir, amen.
Lo roi chakol roi ben kuh.